Welcome back to the program. Great to have you company wherever you might be listening. A lot of talk about the Saints today, and rightly so. They're a contender, and they've got a couple of guys who are really playing the best footy of their career, including Hunter Clark, who joins me, my next guest. And I had a chat to Hunter a couple of times over time, and Hunter, you just keep getting better and better. Welcome to the program. Congratulations on last night.
Thanks, mate. Good to be on. Yeah, we've had a couple good wins lately, so it's last night was a tough game, but it was good to be on the end of a tight one for a change.
And it felt like, and you especially, but it felt like in general, all of your teammates around you looked composed at critical times as well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we all kind of just been trying to stay composed with each other. I think if we're all communicating and all like responding to that, I think we all know we're on the same page that way, and then we're able to play some good footy. And yeah, when it gets a bit tougher, you just know that everyone's in the present kind of thing, and you trust that they're going to get it done.
And you trusted yourself, obviously, to find the time and space to slow time. Not a lot of players can do what you did last night, but you seem to be able to slow time a little bit and make your assessment based on a couple of seconds of assessing as opposed to just doing something immediately.
I don't know. I think, it's probably one of my strengths, I suppose, just being able to, be composed with it. But, it kind of happens pretty quickly. I couldn't even remember what really had happened until I saw a little bit of vision of it. But, it's pretty kind of just, take the game as it is. And, lucky it worked last night.
Were you doing that with Dandenong too, pre-draft? You used to get about, 26 possessions a game for Dandenong. You played a little bit inside, but you played a lot outside as a midfielder. Is that kind of thing that had you brought to the notice of the recruiters back then as well? Is that ball use and time usage something that's been part of your weaponry for a while?
I suppose. I think, it's always been one of my strengths, but, it's kind of, I don't know, it kind of just happens. I don't really think a whole lot about it. Just, I just try to make good decisions, put my team in good spots and put myself in good spots to do that. So, being able to carry it over so far into the AFL, which has been good.
Just losing you for a second, so I'll get you to spin around or stand on a chair if you can. You've been... The inside mid-role is something that's key because everybody looks at it and, we regale these inside midfielders for getting the ball out. But I think the outside midfielder is someone we should celebrate more, the ability to use the ball well, deliver it well. I know you're playing in defence at the moment as opposed to when you were a junior. Where do you see yourself end up? Do you see yourself as staying as a defender, a running defender, or do you see yourself moving into the midfield and being more of a player there?
Yeah, I want to be a midfielder, and I know I can be, so I've had a little bit more time there this year, which has been nice, and kind of each game it changes. Some games I'll predominantly stay in the back line, whereas others I'll get more time, but eventually, as I just keep developing my game, hopefully move to the midfield because I think the strength that I have, I'll be able to translate that into the midfield easily. Not easily, but I'm suited to the midfield. So that's my goal to become, a full-time mid, I suppose.
And I know that you've got the... Go on.
But yeah, I'm comfortable playing halfback when I have to and for the team. So that's been working so far this year.
And I know you want to get in and get the hard ball. Can you see yourself, or does Rats ever ask you to just have the discipline to stay out and let somebody do that hard ball stuff because he needs your cleanliness by hand and by foot once the ball comes out?
Not really. I think we have a lot of players now who can win it on the outside and the inside. With Brad Hill. He's really good on the outside. Zach Jones is good on the inside and the outside. So we have a lot of players now who can be on that outside or inside. But I think one of my main strengths is, or what my I think one of my main strengths is, and what I enjoy doing the most is trying to win the ball. So whenever I have an opportunity to do that, I want to do that. But then, yeah, at the same time, being smart around, because we've got some big bodies in there like Steely who feeds me the ball out a fair bit, which is nice to be on the end of it as well.
You came from the same draft class. You were pick 7, Nick Caulfield pick 8. Ben Patton was in that draft as well. It seems as if the third year is treating you kindly at the moment. Seems as if you found your niche, you guys.
Yeah, it is good. We've all, obviously drafted together, become pretty good mates. I suppose we've all been, this is the first year we've all been in the same team together, consistently. So that's nice. But yeah, those two boys are playing really good footy, and it's fun to be out there with them, and all the, we've got a pretty young back line, as it is anyway. So it's with Ben Long and Cal Wilkie, Drew Howard, and then Snake, a bit of the older bloke. But it's good fun down there, and everyone getting along well, which is good.
Talking to Hunter Clark, who starred last night in the Saints' win over the Suns, a great victory for the Saints, arguably their best of the year. Do you watch your old draft class? And you've seen Aaron Norton and Ed Richards. Norton was pick 9, Richards, I think, pick 16. Oscar Allen was in that draft, Liam Ryan. Have you kept an eye on them? Have you known that you're just as good as all of those, but maybe the Saints haven't been in a position to allow you to take the game on quite as much as you would have liked?
Not really. I think, it's easy to compare yourself, to other players and stuff, but I don't think that's great for the mindset when you do that. But they're all pretty good players and whatnot, and have done well so far. But I haven't really been too focused on what they're doing. I know what I bring to the table, and I've played enough games now and enough good games to have the confidence in my own ability. So there's some pretty good players out of the draft, but I try to just focus on what I can do, I suppose, and not try to compare to other players.
And how are you pulling up? You're pulling up sore? You're rehabbing straight away, at least after last night's game, as opposed to having to get on a plane, which you have done recently and have had to do in recent years. What's it like being able to just get on the bus and rehab and get to your bed?
Yeah, it's nice. Pulling up a bit sore. I think most clubs probably would be, such short turnaround that we haven't had before, but a few corkies and stuff like that, nothing too severe, which is good. But yeah, it's good to be able to get back on the bus and head back to Noosa, and got the day off now, and I suppose I've got Geelong Monday, so the next few days really just be about recovery. Hopefully all the boys can get up for Monday.
And do you feel like, what's it like as a 21-year-old in this whole coronavirus situation? Do you feel like you've been robbed of a life? You didn't have a big 21st. You weren't allowed to have many over. But at the same time, you're lucky to have footy and you're with your mates every day. What's it been like?
Yeah, that's right. It's been a bit weird. I think coming into the year, I was pretty excited. Just, 21. All my mates turning 21, so be a fun year. But that quickly changed. I think it was my 21st the 2 days after the season initially got shut down, so straight into lockdown. So that was a bit weird, but I think you kind of it changes a lot. But having footy just gives a bit of perspective. There's a lot of people doing it a lot tougher than we are. Even though I think everyone's struggling every now and then with it, or their problems with it. But I think having footy, being able to be around all the boys, hasn't really changed too much about, obviously the circumstances of games and all that's different, but we're still able to, train, play, all that type of stuff. So I think when I do find it a little bit tough, I just try to have that perspective that we've got it pretty good in the scheme of things, really.
And will it help you as a footballer? Because normally 21-year-olds are going out, they're catching up with their outside of footy mates, they're having a social life. That's kind of been shut down. So all you've really got left is your footy life at the moment anyway.
There's a lot of the days at the moment, pretty footy orientated, which can, sometimes get a bit consuming, but it's nice to, I suppose, everyone's up here together, so everyone's focused and enjoying everyone's company, and I think Noosa is a pretty nice place, so on the downtime we do get, it's nice, to go for a quick swim or just chill out here. I think it is, very footy focused, but having everyone together helps out a bit, I think.
And Brett Ratton's style, he's the kind of coach who likes to be your friend and your coach. He's a friendly, bubbly guy, so he can't take that out of himself. That's part of him.
Absolutely. He's ever since he come on board last year as an assistant, straight away he was just like pretty much one of the, he's just a big kid really. Like he loves playing, loves footy, loves all the boys, loves his family and all that, and that really shows in the way he goes about his life. And he's brought so much energy to the team, and everyone loves him and loves playing for him.
Great to have a chat to you, Hunter, and good luck against the Cats. It's been fun to chat. Always like picking your brain. So hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Hunter Clark joining us after his starring performance with the Saints last night. Back to your calls after the break. 1300 736 736.